Hey, good morning.
Good morning. On Couples Therapy, where we try to help people out a little bit.
Yeah. Now, you said that this isn't for you and your spouse. This is more of for a friend of yours?
Yeah. It's actually my best friend. Mm-hmm. And so she's been divorced for about a year now. And God bless her. She's starting to get her life in order. Mm. She's comfortable about being divorced. She lost a bunch of weight, looking great, feeling great. Mm-hmm. And of course, her ex calls her saying he wants to get back together. So that kind of threw a monkey wrench in everything. And to be honest, I basically heard he's only doing it because the divorce hurt him financially. So that's why he's kind of crawling back to her. And I mean, look, he's a nice guy, so I don't know for sure, but that's what his friends are telling me. And I'm like, feeling caught in the middle. My husband told me to stay out of it, but I don't know what to do. I don't want to see my best friend ruin her life, you know, and take him back when all he's doing is just trying to save his bank account.
Ouch. My gosh.
Lots of maybes here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but even if his buddies are joking, there's got to be some truth to that. Something like that doesn't just come out of nowhere.
Yeah, they were really serious. Like, this was, you know, they came to me because they're like, we don't know what to do.
So, they're tired of him sleeping on all their couches.
Yeah, so they're like, you know, and so they came to me and were like, look, this is what Jason's doing. And, you know, we need to tell somebody. And what do we do? And so now I'm caught in this weird web because she's been coming to me crying, like, I don't know, maybe I should take him back. He's telling me how much he loves me,
blah, blah, blah.
He's playing that card. Oh, he's a total jerk.
Yeah.
I used to think he was, you know, he's a nice guy, but he's pulling a real jerk.
You know,
right now,
when it comes to what you should do, my feeling is that you should, you have to stay out of it. You know, yeah, I know she's your best friend, but you're not her keeper.
Oh my gosh, she has to know. Would you want to go back with your ex, knowing that they only want to reconcile this relationship because of money, because they can't make it without you financially? That's awful. Tell her. You got to tell her the truth. Just say, hey, listen, I don't know if this is for sure, but I'm hearing that his buddies are saying, just be careful. Be a little cautious. Oh, God, you have to tell her.
Should I mention these? I almost don't want to put these guys, like, in the red zone. Should I just tell her, look, this is, like, the feeling that I have? You know, has he talked to you about money? Like, should I kind of bring that kind of stuff up instead of making these guys, you know, throwing them under the bus and, like you said, sleep on the couch for a week?
Yeah, you know, it's like maybe if, you know, maybe they should tell her instead of you. I mean, if they're like, whoa.
No, because she'll go on. No.
No, you could ruin your friendship like this.
They're not going to do that. His buddies aren't going to. You know the saying.
Who are they looking out for? Him?
The bros.
Out for...
You know, the bros saying.
But if they came to you.
They're not going to take care of her.
They came to you with their concerns. Right?
Right.
So they should be going directly to his ex-wife, not to the ex-wife's best friend.
Somebody needs to tell her.
I feel like it's my responsibility. Like, I know I'm not her keeper, but she's my best friend. And the thing is, they were married for about 5 years, and the divorce was really hard for her. And so now she's finally getting over it, and he's coming and, like, groveling at her feet. And what's going to happen in a year from now when he gets, you know, get his money in order, and then he leaves her, and then somehow she finds out that I knew, like, I have to watch her be devastated again and go through the divorce. Like, in a way, it kind of affects me too, you know? And I don't really have loyalty to him. I have loyalty to her. So I just, or unless I go talk to him.
So now, whose side are you on? 222-2899. You're all the therapists. Are you on her side where you think she should say something to her best friend? Or are you on her husband's side? Because you said your husband told you to stay out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's totally against this whole thing.
All right. Well, we'll take calls at 222-BUZZ. And thank you. Good luck.
Oh, my gosh. Good luck to your friend.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Let's go to the calls. It's 222-2899. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. Whose side are you on with this?
You know, I would have to say, with this young woman who called in, the friend, I don't know that it's a matter of sides, but I would ask this friend whose husband's coming back, what, sweetie, didn't work in the marriage in the first place?
Yeah.
And how is it fixed? These kids, I'm a lot older, obviously. I have kids this age. I would ask, where was the problem, and have you rectified it?
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't, pump the brake, be honest with yourself, you know, and slow it down, because I suspect that whatever was wrong is still wrong.
Unless he's saying, oh, I changed my ways, I miss you,
well,
and I've, you know how guys can lay it on thick.
I know, baby. I've been married 35 years. I know every number in the book.
I thought you were going to say 35 times.
But listen, no, sweetie, one to a customer in this family.
Yeah, there you go.
What I would say, if he's saying that, then give him the benefit of the doubt and date him.
Mm.
Go slowly. Go
yes.
real slow.
Yeah.
But protect yourself. And I would ask my friend, baby, do you want to go through this over again, what you just went through?
Yeah.
Slow it down. Anyway, let me get off. I know you guys have other opinions
no,
you want to hear.
No, your wisdom is much appreciated. We love
yes.
it.
Yes. Are you
all
a therapist
right.
in real life?
No, darling. I'm retired, and I'm a volunteer at a school. I'm fabulous.
Beautiful. You are fabulous. Thanks for listening.
Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.